Father, I pray that you would open our hearts to receive all that you have for us this morning. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Please do take your seats. Before I share my pearls of wisdom with you this morning, I want to ask Emma to stand up. Emma, thank you so much for the delicious bacon rolls, the toast, the cereal, for everything you do for all of us this morning. We're so grateful to you. Brilliant. Now that I've thoroughly embarrassed Emma, I can carry on. I hope that you all had a wonderful Christmas. I have a feeling that if you put me in a full body scanner at the moment, you would find that I am 65% cheese, 35% chocolate, with a little dash of Prosecco on top. It's been a very satisfactory Christmas. And we've had a wonderful time celebrating, haven't we, children and young people? And I was wondering if any of you know if there's another party coming up soon. Is there another party in the next couple of days? Who can tell me what exciting thing might be happening in the next day or two? No, they're all so engrossed in their craft. Jasmine, do you know what's happening? It is the New Year, exactly. Thank you, Jasmine, that is true. We've got New Year's Eve coming up. And can anyone tell me, children or grown-ups, what do we associate with New Year's Eve? Resolutions. I'm not going to ask anyone what, but would anyone be prepared to admit if they're beginning any new resolutions going into 2019? Just a couple of hands. Fantastic. And the reason I was thinking about resolutions this morning, not only because we've got another party coming up, but because the reading that we've had from Colossians this morning sounds a bit like a list of resolutions, a bit like a list of things that we should all be doing. This is a quiz now, so I'm going to ask children and young people, but also the grown-ups, who was paying attention in the reading? What characteristics of a Christian were listed in the reading in Colossians this morning? What does a good Christian look like? Can anyone tell me any of the traits? Or if not, make them up, because they're probably in that list anyway. Can anyone tell me? Patience. Kindness, absolutely. Love, absolutely. There's compassion, humility, meekness, forgiveness, love, peace. I read that list and think, gosh, I wish I was that person. They sound lovely. Now, we'll come back to that in a moment, but I do need the children and young people's help because I want you to tell me, can anyone tell me what this is? Soap. Thank you very much. And can any of the children or young people tell me, have you all had a bath in the last day or two? Yeah? Did any of you use soap? Some very dubious faces. What does soap do? What does soap do in the bath that helps us? Tell me. Harry, well done. It washes us, doesn't it? It makes us clean when we've got muddy from playing. Now, can anyone tell me, what's this? Alex. It looks like conditioner, doesn't it? It does a similar job. It's shampoo. And what do we use shampoo for? For washing our hair. Has anyone here had to have a hair wash in the last few days? Yeah, that's quite a few of us, isn't it? Some of us have had a haircut as well, which is wonderful. And why is it important that we keep our bodies clean and our hair clean? Can anyone tell me? Harry, why do we need to stay clean? That is true. We don't want to get poorly, do we? And if we stay clean with our bodies and our hair, it helps us to stay well, and we don't get germs and bugs. Now, we've got another one. Does anyone know what that is? Jasmine? That is, it is fairy, absolutely. What's inside the bottle? What does it do? It washes clothes, absolutely. Now, I can't imagine for a minute any of you come home from school or nursery with mud on your clothes. Or with some stains, a little bit grubby, maybe after lunch. And it's really important, isn't it, that we keep our clothes clean as well, so that we smell fresh. Now, this one is a little bit more tricky. Does anyone know what that is? Any grown-ups want to tell me what that is? Close. I'll bring it in a little bit. Sugar soap. And does anyone know what we use sugar soap for? No. No one's moved house as recently as us then. Sugar soap is what you use to wash walls, because if you want paint, fresh paint, to stick, all the greases and the smudge have to come off. There has to be no oil. So if you want fresh paint to stick, you need to wipe the surface clean before you start. And this is the time of year where we are thinking about fresh starts. We're thinking about being made clean, about beginning again. And resolutions are often about trying to live a better life. But the great news is, with the Christian faith, we don't have to wait for New Year's Eve to make resolutions. Because in Jesus, a fresh start is open to us every single day. It doesn't need to be any particular day of the year. There is always an opportunity for us to be made clean, to be made right with Him, and to begin again. Now, I am going to ask a very special person to come up and be interviewed. Claire. That's Claire. Now, I know that all of you, particularly the little girls, want to be like Claire when you grow up, don't you? Claire is, and I'm actually not joking, I really mean this, Claire is one of the most wise and brilliant Christian leaders I know, and I really look up to her, so I know that all of you do too. But I wanted to ask her a couple of questions this morning. I wanted to ask Claire, have you always been a Christian?
No, definitely not. I was not a Christian until I came here, actually, which was about, well, I was pregnant with Lottie, it's about 15 years ago.
And would you be happy to tell us this morning what happened to you? What was your journey?
What happened? So I wasn't a Christian. I didn't grow up in a Christian family or a Christian home. Or I went to a school called St. Paul's, funnily enough. And then we moved to Letchworth when Toby's job was made redundant and we lost our house. So we came here. And I moved here with a two-year-old and I was pregnant at the same time. And I came to Toddlers, of all places. And I met an amazing group of people at Toddlers. And I met Amanda at Toddlers. And so I think I always had questions. I asked my mum to go to Sunday school when I was little. And she used to take me and leave me and come back for me later. So I think I always had questions, but I just didn't know it until I came here. And then I had Amanda, who I could ask questions that I thought were really silly, that I didn't want to ask because I was a grown-up. And so I had Amanda who could let me ask any question and then I wouldn't feel silly. And so I came to Toddlers, I met the team who were wonderful, and I just started coming to St. Paul's occasionally a little bit more, got one of the girls baptised, got the next girl baptised here. And so my journey to becoming a Christian or finding faith was very slow and a lot of searching. And there was no amazing moment of epiphany moment, but just a real gradual development of faith for me.
Thank you. And having not been a churchgoer at all, to sort of flash forward to now and to this summer, can you just, in case anyone doesn't know what's happening this summer?
I'm going to be made a vicar this summer. It's all Amanda's fault. Yes, I've come from not being a Christian at all to now, going for ordination in June. So
perhaps I've already answered my question, but to use your words, not mine, what difference has Jesus made to your life?
Oh, wow. What difference? I think there's something about knowing how loved you are, I just feel that as with Jesus in my life, I just look at life through a different set of glasses. That's from being a non-Christian to being a Christian, it's just a very different view of life and a view of self and a view of God in our lives. And so I think I live with a different lens with Jesus in my life, and just knowing that I'm loved, knowing that I'm forgiven, knowing that when I mess up, it's okay. And
thank you. Can we have a big round of applause for Claire, please? So Claire, although it was a slow and a progressive thing, made a fresh start in her life. And I'm sure she would agree that that is something that actually we can do every day. When we fall, his love is so constant it can pick us up again. As you know, we're starting Alpha again this term in the morning and one in the evening. And I've invited all of you before, but I want to ask you if you can think of anyone that you think might appreciate that invitation, anyone who you've been friends with for a while, you have that relationship with, that you could extend that invitation to. It's an environment where you can, like Claire did with Amanda, ask any question. Nothing is too stupid or too embarrassing. To give someone else the opportunity to realize that they can make a fresh start in their lives too. There's information on flyers at the back about this. Because no matter how muddy life makes us, no matter how contaminated we might feel or how far we've fallen, Jesus can come time and again to offer us his forgiveness and to offer us that fresh start. Now, I'm going to close in a prayer, and I would like all the children and young people to help me. Could you close your eyes and have just a minute quiet? Because we're going to talk to God now, which we can do at any time, can't we? So if all the children can close your eyes, and grown-ups too, we're going to close in prayer. Dear God, we're sorry where things didn't go quite so well in the last year. We're sorry when we didn't meet your perfect plan for our lives. We pray that you would help us grow and move forward this year. And we thank you that everyone has a fresh start in you at any time. In Jesus' name. Amen.